You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and you are very welcome to Book Lovers Cafe. Book Lovers Cafe is a program of author interviews and book reviews from around the sound and beyond, and I'm your host, Chris Wilson. Today, we are very fortunate to be talking to Lauren Davis. She's a poet, author, and teacher, and we're going to be talking about her new book of poetry, Home Beneath the Church. Welcome, Lauren. Good to have you.
Hello, Chris. It's great to be here.
You know, I'd like to start out with a little bit of what someone else had to say about your writing, because I thought it was so true. And it goes like this. Lauren Davis's hard-wearing poems in Home Beneath the Church brim over with rumination, rhythm, and reaction. As delicate as church light, these poems showcase frustrations, deep-rooted hungers, so authentically human, we almost catch the heartbeats throb in each line we ghost over. "I wait at the forest edge," says Davis, eager, out in the clearing. And we can't help but want to join her. So let's dive in here, Lauren. Just looking at the book, it's got a really interesting cover. Do you want to talk about that and the title?
Mm-hmm. So Marissa Moss designed the cover in the book, and she sent me quite a few options. And this one, she had given me about five different options with this one image, because it was her favorite too. And it was just perfect because the fog, I think, really speaks to what it's like to kind of move through life and grief, which is, I feel, a lot of what this book is about. And Home Beneath the Church, that line actually comes from a poem inside Pilgrimage to Saint Sarah. But I think it covers much of what the book is about, which is also making peace with religion and spirituality and the body itself, and finding a home within those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's so true. It's gray and dark gray, and then there's two headlights or flashlights underneath your name, and it kind of lights up your name. Mm-hmm. I think that is so perfect. And then Home Beneath the Church is in black. And this is really a group of searching poems and emotional poems, and they're very rooted in the environment. So I think this is a great cover and really, you know, can attract a reader. So people can look for it at Imprint Books, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, the Home Beneath the Church, and you've mentioned religion, but religion is, I don't know, there's religious references, but I think of the church as, you know, really universal, really the mystic spirituality, mm-hmm. I mean. So let me ask you about when your writing life began. What sort of sparked you into you know, being a poet and writing in your life?
I always wrote poetry ever since I could spell. I'm not really sure where it came from. I know that I had this very slim book of poems about birds. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. It was my favorite book. And in high school, I actually went to a boarding school for the arts, South Carolina Governor School for the Arts and Humanities. So that was 2 years of intensive work with poetry and fiction and playwriting. So that was a very important experience for me. And then I went on to study at Bennington College, mm-hmm. where I worked on a manuscript that has not survived. I scrapped all of that and worked on this book instead after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's always been part of my life.
So you were from the East Coast, and you had mm-hmm. some really wonderful experiences at an early age. So lucky you. And right. That's wonderful. And so now you have the opportunity to live here and write. And what do you think influences your writing more? What environment? Back there or here?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, there is something very special about Port Townsend and the Olympic Peninsula, and I think just the natural world here lends itself to creativity. So mm-hmm. I definitely have to admit that there's something here that's not on the East Coast for me. No disrespect to where I grew up.
No. And your book itself is divided into three sections. Can you explain the significance of the three sections when people are reading it? Is it time or place?
It's not. And it's not subject either. I really wanted there to be a breath between these sections for the reader to kind of take a moment. And three is a very spiritual number, I believe. And I wanted it to feel like the reader's moving through almost seasons mm-hmm. of this journey and towards the end of healing.
It's very interesting that you mentioned seasons, because that's a recurrent motif or theme in this mm-hmm. in these poems. Whether they're changing or not, there seems to be you know, a lot of reference to lack of rain, drought, mm-hmm. and we'll get to those later, and heat. also, you're not always on the Olympic Peninsula. Sometimes you're in the south of France, in the Camargue. So right. did you stay there very long, or was it, what kind of trip was that?
That was about a week that I took with my beloved, mm-hmm. and that was a very important trip because that's where I was introduced to Saint Sarah, which in the same vein, she to me is like the Black Madonna, which has been an important piece of my spirituality, is finding the feminine spiritual. And for me, that means that God is a Black woman, and she's ancient. And that, I think, has been a big piece of my healing, too, is to find that feminine archetype.
Right. So Saint Sarah, I looked her up because mm-hmm. I wasn't familiar. And mm-hmm. yeah, she's a Romani saint originally from India, like it might be like a Kali figure. Mm-hmm. So that was really interesting. And so there's a strong presence of, you know, the shrine to her there that you visited. Mm-hmm. And then the white horses that are there too are so cool.
Yes.
Yes, I enjoyed those poems and that imagery. So let's talk about the poems themselves, because you picked some poems that you wanted to share with us. Mm-hmm. And let's begin. Do you want to do them in order of how they appear in the book?
I would love that.
Okay, so I think we're going to begin with Sun Wound. You can talk about it first or afterwards, and then do a reading. And maybe I'll make a comment too. So,
great. Sun Wound. I watch hummingbirds mating off-season, their touch delicate as church light. Nearby, their nest anchored with spider spit on the pine's thinnest branch. I want one day to have the faith of the smallest thing, to build a home on slight land. In the worst of the year's heat, I string prayer along my skin and request any other fever. If the hummingbirds sing hallelujah, how can I ever hear over the sound of my own heart protesting the sun, the sun?
I love the line, I want one day to have the faith of the smallest thing. And do you feel that you're working towards that belief in that everything is going, all will be well?
Yes. So this poem came from sitting, kind of in a fog and looking out the window and, the hummingbirds mating. And hummingbirds are actually part of my childhood. My mother loved hummingbirds and always had the hummingbirds beat her up. So for me, it reminds me of her and that, again, that feminine archetype.
So it's a cool, foggy day when they're mating. I can just see them sort of taking off and meeting into the sky and then coming back down.
Right.
We have our Annas here. And they kind of became my pets. Anna and Andrew, no. So I really love this poem.
Oh, thank you.
Why did you choose spider spit as an image of how they anchor their nest?
Because they actually do use web. They use everything to build these tiny little nests. And I don't know if you've seen one, but they are so unassuming. I think without watching them actually go to their nests, I would never see one.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We're so lucky to live in an environment that has, the ability to observe like we can here. So
right.
Now the title Sun Wound, I couldn't help but think of the heat dome that we had last year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so a lot of these poems do talk about drought and the drought that we've kind of seen come and go over these past few years have been hard for me to witness. I'm sure as most of us feel that way. So I did want to honor the grief that goes with that in these poems.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Book Lovers Cafe, and I'm your host, Chris Wilson. We're talking to Lauren Davis. She's a poet with a new book called Home Beneath the Church. And we're doing some readings from her book and also listening to some music. So the next poem, Lauren, is Whiteout. So we're going to go from Sun Wound to Whiteout. And this is not the Alaskan whiteout.
Correct.
Do you want to say something about it before you read it?
No.
Okay.
Whiteout. I have done worse things than startle the waxwing from seed I flung atop the snow. I cannot name these without weeping. In deep winter, I am alone with myself. Branches startle the roof. They sound like footsteps. I think it has finally come for me. Clouds empty their bones.
Do you live where there are trees that drop their branches in the wind?
I do. I'm surrounded by trees, which is a blessing, but it also can make some seasons very eerie.
Yes. Scary even. Yeah, I also share that. And what a great image that the clouds are emptying their bones as these Doug firs drop these huge branches. I mean,
don't they
sound big, even though it might be just, a small branch with a few pine cones on it. Yes, that's the ending. But then the beginning, I had to read several times. So I'm going to read that first phrase, the first few phrases again, and let's talk about the worst things. I have done worse things than startle the waxwing from seed I flung atop the snow. I cannot name these without weeping. Startling a bird is, the first image. But then everything else that we've done, right? So what is a worse thing? What is an example of a worse thing for you?
You know, those deeper, for the lack of a better word, sins that we carry around that we want to shove aside. So I wrote this poem, I'm sure you remember, a couple years ago when people couldn't leave their homes because of the snow,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't happen very often here, but it did. And just sitting with myself and kind of going over my life because I couldn't leave the house. Mm-hmm. and remembering, you know, some of those things that that are deep regrets.
Right.
And trying to make peace with that.
Okay. So the next poem is called Mother, Dark and Near.
Mother, Dark and Near. Everywhere, stranger, chorus girl, burl and hickory, I paint my eyes in the morning black, and out of the magician's hat, I am you. Smithed at your coals, your fingerprints, a marker's mark all over my lips. You are the god and the garden and the apple tree. You dragged me up from the wanting seed. I am nothing if not your daughter. I am nothing without your haunt, heavy annulling the Holy Father. Possessed in you, I am kept. Mother, in you, all my days wax, wane, night, blessed.
I am kept in Mother. In you, all my days wax, wane, night blessed. You refer to the night a lot. Can you tell us how this poem emerged? Did you work on it a long time? What caused you to write this poem?
So the first couple of lines actually came pretty quickly. You know, I spent some time cleaning them up. But one morning, I actually was putting on makeup. And I looked in the mirror and I saw my mother.
Mm.
And it was such a startling moment for me because I felt my relationship with her differently at that moment. I felt like I knew her differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can very much relate to that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I were a resurrection fern, this is a really hopeful poem.
If I were a resurrection fern, and you, the wind-whipped rain, I draw you up, my fronds bright-soaked without shame. Imagine my grief this past drought. I shivered in my little plot of lack. Come, my mineral nip, my sky-dropped lake. Nothing can keep us apart, not even climate nor gods. You come down and down and never stop coming down, and I revive, baptized.
Didn't we get excited when it started to rain this year, finally?
Yes, absolutely we did.
And that's what this poem has to say. So we've been listening to the poems of Lauren Davis and from her book, Home Beneath the Church. And I'm Chris Wilson on Book Lovers Cafe. Join me next time to talk more about books and authors. And you can listen to past shows and other programs from the podcast page or on the website kptz.org. Thank you to our engineer, Taylor Clark, and editor, Carl Allen. And we'll see you next time.
Home. Frightening the foliage from its sleep, we travel along the Quinault Lake Loop in our big red truck. Roofed by dank rainforest, we know we are not alone, though we see no bird, no beast. You say, it's beautiful, but do we really belong here where creatures hide? Then an elk stomps across the dirt road, and you break, shocked. The fattest turns to stare over his long beard, to know or to warn us. Yes, my love, we belong, but on soil-stained knees, asking for each wild thing's consent to stand.